Before his death in 1817, a Menominee chief named Thomas Caron had a council house in present-day Tomah, where his tribe met with representatives of the Winnebago, known today as the Ho-Chunk Nation. To honor this legacy, city founders named the site Tomah, which is the French pronunciation of Thomas, and the school sports teams have long been called the Indians. Gene Baumgartson is the president of the Tomah School Board. He says he's endorsing what he calls a proactive solution to the issue in the form of a new logo depicting Native Americans playing a traditional game of lacrosse.
It doesn't depict a raiding party or something. You know, many of the concerns that were always portrayed with Indian mascots and such, part of that was also a position statement. Tomah Indians, a proud tradition of honorable competition.
Baumgartson says the Tomah community and local Indian residents are divided on whether to keep the Indians moniker or not. He says people on both sides agree that Tomah has done a lot to recognize the Native community and its traditions. Joan Greendeer Lee is on the Tomah School Board and member of the Ho-Chunk Tribe. She says Baumgartner's proposal and others will be presented to tribal leaders early next month.
I would honor the respects of the elders and whatever the elders decide.
Greendeer Lee says the Department of Public Instruction's letter requesting schools to stop using Indian mascots and logos has rekindled the debate. Initially, the school board intended to just discuss whether the name Indians should be kept. Now it's going to involve whether Baumgartner's proposed logo will form a consensus on the issue. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.